For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a reason more pros choose Redneck blinds over any other blind on the market. Combining amazing quietness, scent control, and usability features, you have the ultimate hunting blind. Give them a call or check them out online at redneckblinds.com.
Dakota Silence, we're embracing better. Our focuses, revolutionary concealment, extreme silence, enhanced thermal efficiency, purpose-driven functionality. Unheard, unnoticed, uncompromised.
You're listening to the Outdoor Podcast, proudly presented by Six Hour and created by Bowhunter Planet. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, tonight. Tim will be joining a little late, but he will be here soon. We are doing our annual launch week with Bear Archery here today, which is extremely exciting because we do it every year. It's kind of fun. It's like become this like thing where we talk about all the products, get a chance to really deep dive what Bear's launching this year. Every year we've done this, of course. So Caleb, Ryan, how are you guys doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. So there's a lot to talk about here, guys. I got the bows. I'll be honest, I'm kind of blown away by all the change that I was able to see with these bows, and the things that you guys were able to implement in some of these bows is just phenomenal for the price point that you guys were hitting on some of these. So, I'm just going to let you go with it, Ryan, because I know you're going to go through the lineup. So I'll just let you go ahead and do it. And then I'll throw these little questions as we go. So take it away, sir. Take it away.
All right. So I'm going to try to point out some of them, but also go over the specs. So what I'm so excited about, I'm going to start with our top end best of the best, right? So just start with the best one, and it's the Persist, which is new in our line. So it's our new flagship in the Legend series. So it comes in like above our Execute. So you're going to get, just to hit the specs, and I'm going to go over a lot of physical changes that we made to this particular bow, is so 340 feet per second, 31 inch axle to axle. So we really want the bow to still be very maneuverable and kind of fit everybody's kind of body type at that 31 inch axle to axle. 6.5 on the brace sights are normal 15 pounds of adjustment on your weight. So 55 to 70 or 45 to 60. And then also 26 to 30 inch adjustment on your draw length. And this does feature the EKO cam that we've now had out for a couple of years, that you can adjust your own let off 75, 80, 85, and 90. So you can make it really fit the way that you want. But really what we did on this bow that's the most exciting to us is all the physical features. So it's close to the Execute on, we went wider. So you have a wider limb pocket, like the Execute did. So it makes it really stable. You've got wider limbs like the Execute. So that helps the stability of the bow as well. Still get the in-limb dampeners. You still get the in-riser vibration system. A little bit more vibration systems added to this one I'll hit in a minute. But if you start at the top, like one of the first things that you're going to notice if you ever see one of these on the shelf is there's this little loop up at the top. You can actually take this loop out if you want. You can put it into the bottom cam too if you wanted to. But what we're really trying to do is add a kind of a fun, cool accessory. So that's a great place to hook like your tree stand rope harness, to pull it up into the tree stand, something like that. Also, I mean, you could put a different harness or system or something like that on the bow also. Also, same with this pocket. So going to be hard to see, but right inside this pocket, there's a little hole there. There's also one on the bottom. And what that allows you to do is many firearm accessory manufacturers have a QDM type quick release harness system. That's what that would fit. So that's the female side of that. So you'd be able to buy like a Magpul QDM harness, or if you already had one of those for like your hunting rifle, you'd just be able to put it right into this bow, and then you would be able to carry it that way. So nothing that you have to do, but the bow will accept it. So kind of a cool little feature. And then as we keep going down, which you might have already saw as I was trying to show some of the other things, is we really went deeply integrated play on word and on purpose there throughout this bow. So now we've got a Picatinny rail out front, so you could use any Picatinny rail type sight. Of course, that probably means too, you're going to start to see that pop up in our Trophy Ridge line. So you're going to be able to use those on this bow as well as on a rest. So the IMS style rest, now you'd be able to use this on your bare bow as well. Also added some more like a harder rubber plate there on yourself, just really trying to make sure everything's as quiet as possible. So whether that means, you know, vibrating if your drop away would be hitting our shelf or now, or an arrow or anything like that. So it's really soft to the touch, but also just adds that little bit extra layer of quiet when you're hunting with your bow. We still stayed with the Grizz grip and the Slim grip on this bow. So like we've did in the past, we really want our consumer to be able to adjust this bow in as many ways possible to fit their individual style, right? So we kept to that this year with that grip. Kind of still moving down with the integrate. We've also, small thing, but kind of cool, is your wrist sling is integrated right into the bow now. So there's just this little hole that you can see into the bow, and then there's a set screw at the back. So if you don't like it, you can, of course, take it off. You can adjust the length to whatever length that you want. You could put a different one in. So most of these are about the standard size, but comes with the bow ready to go. Just one more accessory you really don't have to worry about anymore, integrated into the bow. You don't have to get a different adapter or anything like that to have it. Continuing down, when it really comes to vibration, which has been a focus, I think I've talked on this podcast for like 3 or 4 years, we bring it up, and still is the string stop, right? So we did something we think is really cool, especially when you get to shoot these bows. So I'd love to hear that type of feedback, is we've put some more vibration dampening technology into that. And really, so it's completely new. We don't do this on any of our other bows at the moment. So we have infused rubber inside there around the carbon rod. And then we also have a new rubber stop out here that catches your string. So those working together really, I mean, makes that string stop that much faster. Also takes away that vibration. So I would say we've got great feedback from the customers about, oh, the XQ had no hand shock, loved it, so vibration. We even thought maybe vibration free. So, but we thought we could even take more hand shock out. So where this is placed strategically should even help take that to the next level. So really, we just didn't want to add to the just the, you know, the cam performance of the bow, which we did, but what we really wanted to focus was the whole entire bow on how we can make it a more enjoyable bow to shoot. So really added those six features I went over kind of quickly there to make sure that the persist is that much better than an execute. And if you go out and shoot it, you'll definitely feel that difference.
Yeah, that's it's a great looking bow, and it is a great shooting bow. I have shot the bow. I do love the idea that you guys were able to add in these like these loop ideas, you know, throughout the bow. I thought that was pretty cool, and it was really cool that you did it in multiple spots, because I thought that was cool. It's almost like you're able to collaborate with yourselves. I'm like, okay, we're putting this one up here. Oh yeah, by the way, let's do it again down here. I really love that idea. I think that was really thoughtful when you guys were working on this bow. I also love the shelf concept that you put into this. It kind of takes away the whole idea that you need to have some sort of padding or something that to make it so it's quiet. You don't have to worry about it no more with what you guys added, which is really important. And I also, when I did the video on this bow and I was working on it, I didn't understand the string stop because I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to ask Bear about it because I've never seen this before. And so I'm glad you brought it up and talked about it because I was wondering. I'm like, I don't know how this works, but I'll have to ask.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So it's like a built-in shock absorber inside there. It's not like it. It basically works just like it. So that was the concept there. Well, we're glad we like you like it. We think the bow shoots extremely well, and you're right about the loop. It was pretty. You had some guys be like, "Oh, it's got to be on the top," and then someone was like, "I never pull my bow up from the top. I pull it up from the bottom." And so we're like, "We'll just make it work either way." Again, just trying to make it work for whatever your personal preference is.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've always pulled my bow up from the top, so that's interesting that some people would think that because mainly the quiver pulls. You know, your arrows are going downwards, so you pull them straight up through the twigs, unless they don't climb with their quiver in there, I guess, but either way, I don't know.
Yep.
So
we've got a solution no matter how you want to do
it. So Caleb, let me shift you just for a minute on this bow specifically. So now we're talking about the top echelon bow. You know, this is going to compete with the Matthews, the Hoyts of the world, all these other guys. What's your thoughts on this? Like, how do you guys market this and sell this bow from I guess a marketing standpoint? What's your thoughts on how you're going to get people to put this in their hand and give it a try?
Right. I mean, from day one, you know, something that we've really focused on is this bow is made in America. You know, that's a big thing that we've been pushing, but you know, beyond that, it's, you know, asking people to go give it a shot, because until you shoot this bow, you're not going to understand how good it is. I mean, we can talk about speed and specs and all the features, but I mean, truly, when you draw the bow back and you shoot it a couple times, it really stands by itself and it speaks for itself. So it makes my job hard, because that's truly what it is. Somebody has to shoot it, and you know, regardless of what we say, they really got to test it for themselves.
Yeah, and I think from a pop perspective, like when we like what pops, what doesn't pop, you know, I know it's gonna sound simple, but the loop is a big deal. I know it looks simple, it's probably not very expensive, but like it's cool, like, and you see it and you're like, what is that, you know? So it's definitely an eye-catching piece that was added here, and I'm really happy you guys did that because of that. I mean, you're like, what is that? I don't, you know, like, I gotta check this out. And when you hold it and you touch that loop material, it's like really heavy duty. It's like nice. It's not like cheap or flimsy or anything you would have to worry about. It's very high quality. As far as the camos go that you've chosen to sell this bow in, it looks like, so we got Fred Bear camo, we got Mossy Oak Bottomlands, which both those two camos alone are absolutely incredible. Mossy Oak DNA, Olive, and Stone. So you're still touching the solid colors for people, but also having those three other great options in there. I mean, the DNA is a good one because it just kind of covers the more general camo, right? Like if someone wants a normal camo, I think for me or Tim or most people I know, we'd definitely go with the Fred Bear or the Mossy Oak Bottomlands. I think they both
100%. Yeah.
I think they
love that Fred Bear camo.
Yeah, it looks so cool. Let's talk real quick. I you know, before we move on to the next bow, Ryan, can you go through real quickly the different grip options on your bows? Because you guys have a few, and I started thinking about it, and I was doing one of the videos, and I thought, man, they actually have a decent amount of grips at this company. So could you just kind of walk through what grips you have and where a person would find those grips?
Okay, so that's a great question. So, and it varies through the line, because our line's pretty big. So when you're talking about like the Persist that we just went through, so the Grizz grip is kind of one of our newer grips. It's got a little bit more of a palm swell to it, but it's still very, very slim. And you can just, there's two screws, you can pop it in and off this particular bow. Then you've got another grip that is very, that we call our slim tie style grip. It's called our Versa grip. And it is basically almost like shooting off the riser. It's very slim, so it fits right on like the riser of this bow, and it's cut out for it. So those guys, like target type oriented shooters, stuff that want very minimal touch to the bow, that's probably the grip that they're going to want to go with. And then as you start to go through our line, like the next bow I'm going to talk about, it's just basically you're shooting off the riser, so it's very slim for guys that like that type of grip. And then as you continue to go through the line, like one of the ones that gets talked about the most lately is what the hunting public likes to use and what they put on the Adapt bow. We started to use that grip quite a bit, and what we're starting to use on that grip will fit like on our Legit, which is one of our best-selling bows for the last few years. But it just makes that slimmer kind of shooting off the riser just a little bit bigger, which is really becoming more and more popular. And we sell that. That's our Bear Paw grip, and we sell that as a standalone. So you should be able to buy that at your dealers or beararchery.com. And we list there, and I can of course go over it too, but we list there all the different bows it fits, because it fits a ton of bows over the last 2 to 3 years in our line.
What would you call the metal grip? Is there a name for that or no? Where it's just the standard metal? Is there any sort
of
name?
Yeah, we don't. Particular name.
I wasn't sure what if that's called something. Just the plates. All right, so go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Take us into the next one. Let's see what we got here.
All right, the next one would be the Whitetail Max. So this bow has got a ton for its price point, especially when we're talking about the cam. So this also features the EKO cam. So it's 339 feet per second. It's 31 inch axle to axle, 6.5 brace height. You get the 15 pound adjustment from 45 to 60 or 55 to 70, depending on the limb weight that you buy. And then your draw length is 26 to 30. And because of the EKO, you get the adjustment on the draw or on the let off from 75, 80, 85, and 90. This features a brand new riser for us this year. I'm going to try to show it the best I can here, but. And it's more of a cage style riser than we've done in the past. It's actually one of the most cage style risers we've done at Bear for quite a while, which we're pretty excited about. Gives you a unique feel. Definitely makes the bow balances extremely well. We believe because of it. Also really good when it comes to how it handles, you know, vibration after the shock, after the shot. Also within this one, we offer this bow as a bow only and an RTH. So really trying to give the guy, so this price point is $599, as we've talked about on here before. You know, the Persist is definitely our high end, and the Execute, but some guys, you know, want something that really gives them that type of performance, but not quite that price point. So that's why we offer this bow, to kind of fit everybody's budget needs as well as our performance wants.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, this is like what I would suggest is like a big norm section for you guys. Cause you always have, like, you fulfill that huge gap that most companies have, where they don't have anything that's affordable. And, you know, this is just another example of something new that is well affordable for the average consumer, and provides them with some high quality stuff. And this bow specifically, from my experience with it already, it was a great shooting bow. And I agree with you on the platform itself and how it, you know, with the riser, it's very stable. It shoots very, very well. This one now, so I will say this one does not have the IMS type systems, correct?
It does not.
Correct. So what price point does that start at, where you have the integrated?
The next bow I plan to talk about.
Okay. And that's $599.
If you're going to do the, bow only would be $559.
Okay. So, that's.
And then the package is $59.
Yeah, and that's
and it's a different cam system, but I'll go over that in a second too. But yes, you're right. So you want to integrate, we have something very exciting to go over.
So this is just a great option for somebody who wants a great shooting bow that is not going to break the bank by any means, that doesn't care about those extra technology options, right? That they don't need the extra $100 or $50 or whatever for that option. Or, you know, in some cases, like you said, you know, it depends on the price and where's, you know, Bear bow, BARE, and non-Bear bow, right? So there is some options if you had your own accessories as well. But this is a great package right here, a really good one. And I real quickly, just the color schemes here, I just want to throw that out. Black and white tail you guys have for this. Black and Bottomlands, throwback green, olive, stone. And then on the packages, the Ready to Hunt, that would be $699.99 MSRP for the Ready to Hunt package for this bow specifically. And again, are they all the same? They look the same. Yeah, I think you're same colors. Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, very cool. And great option.
One other quick thing I'd add too, we did change our cable rolling system a little bit on this. So instead of just your like your normal cable slide that you would see in this type of bow, we added a roller system to it, which gives you just a little bit higher end feature on this type of bow. We also sell this aftermarket. It's a Trophy Ridge item. But you wouldn't think it makes a huge difference. It makes the bow quite a bit smoother, noticeable when you're testing and shooting it both ways. So a little excited about that, and you'll start to see that going more bows. We actually launched that on the Adapt Plus in this summer with the Hunting Public crew.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of disappointed. I totally forgot to bring that up. I'm very happy about this scenario with this roller cable system, because, you know, frankly, the bows are already pretty dang smooth. And like adding this is just that little cream on the crop that just really, you know, puts it right over the edge. And, you know, I realize in after talking with you guys last year about this, that, you know, the Adapt Plus added it. So there's a lot more detail there where people didn't understand that, like, you know, the cables have to be served right there. And I think people don't realize that maybe. So like there is a reason that, you know, but I'm just really happy you guys decided to start putting it on all these new bows. I think that's really cool to have that option.
Yeah. Just trying to make that, you know, everywhere we can get some extra performance, we definitely will. So sounds like you're ready to talk about the Alaskan XT.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is a very exciting bow for us. So this one, I'm sure we'll show pictures as I'm talking through it in the actual podcast. So this bow is super exciting. So what we wanted to do here was really what we feel like we do best at Bear is make sure that we're offering the newest, the greatest type accessories, but more of innovation to everybody, so everybody can afford it and use it, right? So what we did with this bow is it's a fully integrated bow with price points that start, if you get RTH, $659, and then bow only would be $559. So this is featuring our DHC cam, so it's got a lot of adjustment on your draw length on this bow. You can adjust from 25 to 30, and then your let off is set at 80% let off. Your draw weight again is the 15 pound adjustment, so 45 to 60 or 55 to 70 depending on the limbs that you buy. 6.5 brace height, 33 inches, so this is a little longer than we went before, and that's on purpose. We get a lot of requests for, can you do something past 32, and of course we can, so we wanted to offer something in that. Plus your speed's at 335. So this is a really fast bow for its price point. So it does have the sight mount out front, the Picatinny rails type style. And if you buy this in an RTH, you get a Trophy Ridge that's designed and fits this. So it's a 4-pin Trophy Ridge sight that would work on that Picatinny rail. Now, of course, it's still has all the normal holes and everything, so you could put a regular sight on it as well. Also then comes with a V-rest that fits onto the IMS system, all in the package. So we're kind of excited with that, because there's a lot of other bows out there that have integrate on them, but I don't believe there's many that offer a package right out of the box that has accessories that work for those features on that bow. So we're extremely excited about that. Also, not to go over just the other, to hit some of the other features on this bow, it is a cage style, just like I showed a second ago in the Whitetail Max. Also has in riser dampening system as well, little different than what we do on the Execute and the Persist, but still very effective, and we have that in the top and the bottom of the riser.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sig Sauer, keeping you safe in and out of the field, but also keeping you in the field longer with Sig's lineup of cross rifles, optics, ammo, and more. Learn all about it at SigSauer.com. Also brought to you by Tinks, Dead Downwind, Burris, Vapor Trail, Stokerized,
Arizona Archery Enterprises,
Apex Rewards, and Easton.
Last year, Reveal by Tacticam quickly became the most sought-after scouting camera in America, making cellular scouting available to any hunter. We ask our users how we can make this outstanding camera even better, and this is our answer. Introducing the all-new Reveal X. Even easier setup, better battery life, faster trigger speed, on-demand HD photos, extended detection range. This season, find out what all the buzz is about. Get a new Reveal X by Tacticam.
So you're getting a lot of vibration taken out of the bow, you know, in conjunction with our in-limb dampeners as well and our string stop on this. And then you also get that cable roll guard that I showed at the end of that last part on the Whitetail Max. So we're really excited about this one.
I can imagine, and you got a lot of tech packed into that for sure. And I'm glad that you kind of highlighted that ready to hunt package in the way that you did, because I got to be honest, I know we do a lot of talking with a lot of people about bows and, you know, what bow should I get and all that kind of stuff. And really for those guys that are kind of weekend warriors, if you will, maybe they go out once or twice, and for the fully blown guys that we talk to that hunt, you know, months at a time type of deal. I'm always leaning towards that ready to hunt package. I mean, that ready to hunt package and the value that you get with that is just, it's really unheard of in the marketplace for the way that you guys package that together. And then to have that with your IMS system on top of it, I think you hit it right on your head. And if you didn't say it, I wasn't going to. I don't know of anybody else that has that right out of the box. So that's a great winner on a lot of the bows that you offer is the ready to hunt package. And then when you start putting it in that IMS system, really, really good. And I think that's going to be really well received by the consumers.
I was thinking with the IMS stuff, this is the first time I've seen it. Frankly, that's affordable. That would be technically in this, you know, mid price point range. So this is really exciting to me, especially because you guys are offering trophy rich products that will go on there. They're lightweight. They're, you know, so like it's kind of like the perfect storm, really, for a consumer to get into the higher technology at this price point. I feel like it's you know, and to be honest, the Alaskan has a lot, you guys know you have a lot to live up to for that bow every year. Mm-hmm. That name, you can't put a bow in that name. And the advantage to this right now that you guys have just given consumers is that there is a reason to upgrade from the Alaskan last year to the Alaskan XT. This is an easy scenario. If I own the Alaskan right now, I would absolutely 100% upgrade to the XT, because this is, you guys have just given someone like a whole new platform here. With ice cream on top, you know what I mean? With these, like with that stuff in there, is unbelievable to me at the price point that it is. So I don't know how you guys do this. I'm not gonna lie. Like every year you guys come out with this prices. I don't know how it's, you know, and they're such great shooting bows. And I tell people all the time, like if you haven't shot a bear, just go to the store and try all of them, because I don't know which one's going to fit you perfectly, but they have such a variety with these grips and everything that there's bound to be one or two that you're really going to like. And frankly, if you're a person who's really on the fence about like, oh, well, I want these, I don't, you know, maybe you want the better trophy rich product, right? Not like the lower cost stuff. I get it. Right. Some people want to pay a lot more money, but think about it. You could still buy one of these bows, you know, unpackaged, and still then have all that extra money to spend on your accessories, you know, compared to spending $1,500, you know, getting a carbon bow or something crazy. You know, it's not necessary when you have bows like this on the market. It's just that nice. So hats off on this one, guys. Honestly, this is probably one of my favorites in this lineup this year. But also the Surpass, I really like a lot, which we'll get to that one eventually here.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this one. I should hit on the colors real quick too. So kind of did a color scheme on these bows on purpose. So you can get it like with a black riser, and then Mossy Oak bottomland limbs, and then you can also get in what we like to call throwback, so Black Riser with Fred Bear limbs, and then you can get it, of course, solid olive and solid stone. So we think that looks really sharp with that cage riser design.
So let me throw this at you real quick before we move on to the next one. This bow is available in up to a 30 inch draw length. Is it is the EKO cam, which I know this is not the EKO, but the EKO cam, is that only up to 30 inch draws?
It just depends. It depends on which bow model we put it on. And okay, we have sometimes I think it gets confusing. We say EKO cam, but we have multiple versions of the EKO cam. Just like you're going to hear me talk here in a second, we have multiple versions of this DHC cam that can do more adjustment than others.
For this new stuff, there's only a 30 to draw the EKO.
So when we're talking
just for this, the 2024, but there could be 23.
And there, okay. And there's other bows in the lineup already. Yeah.
So the Execute 32 goes up to 39.
I just want to clarify because I while you guys are talking, I've been building an Excel list of all the bows, not all the bows, the 2024 stuff with it was easier to see it. You know, I'm looking at it like this. So it's got all the data. So I could just kind of scan it quickly for what goes to 30. Because right now I see the Paradigm goes to 32, right? That's why the other ones are all go to 30 for the 24 lineup. But the 23 would have other options, right? That's what I was getting.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. What's next?
Let's do the Surpass. So it sounds like this is one of the bows you like. I know you like the Paradigm too, but we'll hit the Surpass. So on the Surpass this year, it features the DHC cam. So it's 335 feet per second. It's 32 inch axle to axle, 6 1/4 brace height. The limb weights are adjustable in the 15 pounds, 45 to 60 or 55 to 70, depends on the set, 25 to 30. On your draw length adjustment, and then straight 80% let off.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I believe that you probably shot this bow, so the balance on this bow is extremely well. It features new in riser dampening system too, the same as the Alaskan XT that I just covered. But the bow just shoots extremely well. It also kind of kept more of this riser style, more like we've done in the past, a Divergent or an Escalade. A lot of our core customers really like that feel, so we wanted to stay true to that as well. So super versatile at that 32 inch, which is important to a large amount of like blind hunters and stuff that like to hunt on the ground plus in the air in a tree stand. So kind of just tried to find something that fit everybody there. Just available in the three colors. So again, we kind of color scheme this one too, so where you can get DNA in black, and then Strata in black, and then all stone.
This bow, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is with this bow. I love this bow. Like, I absolutely loved it. Like, in the video, you'll see when you see the video, I'm kind of blown away by it, to be honest. Cause like, I was like, dang, this thing really shoots really good. This bow. So is this bow technically, I'm trying to figure out where it falls in the lineup realistically at this price. So for the 24 stuff, not including the 23. Okay. So like, let's put aside the Executes. Is this technically the second most expensive bow in the lineup for 24?
When you're comparing bow onlys, yes, it would be.
Okay, so this is technically the number two in the 24 lineup, but in the overall lineup that'll be offered, this will drop into like three or four.
Because then you would have the executes in there. Yep.
So does this replace the refine?
No.
No.
Not necessarily. This replaces more of the escalate.
Okay, and talk to us about the cable system on this one, because I've seen this before, but I can, you know, it's so smooth and I was trying to figure that out. Like, what is that one called? Is it something specific or is it only on this model?
At this time, this has been on different models before, but in the 2024 lineup, this is the only one that has that. So we called it our swing arm cable system. So as you draw the ball, which of course you shot it, so you'd be able to see it in the video, it moves with the cables. So it's extremely smooth with that. And then the cables just, of course, flow through it. So extremely smooth. You don't even notice anything's happening. We also feel the roller guard that we added to some of the other bows that we just talked about helps do that too, but this is even smoother. So there's even a little just less movement there because that arm just pivots. So I can see why you like it. We do something very similar to that, but with rollers on the Persist, which of course is our highest end bow.
And this has the Versa grip?
Yep. So very slim style. So feels like you're kind of shooting right off the bow.
Yeah, this is a shooter bow right here. I don't know what to say besides the fact it shoots really good. Like if you're in the market and you don't want to spend, you know, if you don't want to go up all the way to the Persist type price point, but you can afford this middle range, I would definitely shoot this bow and then, you know, work your way all around in that area for price point, I mean, and just see what you like. But this bow is an excellent buy, and I say that because the way it shoots to me, it shoots like a $1,300 bow. And so here I am, right, consumer, I go to the store, I want to spend $1,300, but then I shoot this and I'm like, whoa, you know, maybe I should get this because I can get all my accessories still within that $1,300 total. Just a thought, you know. And I understand that eats your other, you know, I get it, like I get out of the business part of it works, but this is a great option, man, for people who can't afford to get past that $1,200-$1,300 mark. This is probably one of the best bows I've ever shot in this price point, for sure. So I don't know. The riser's cool looking. Like, everything about it's really nice. And to be honest, you know, I actually thought, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, but I really thought it was a 30-inch bow. Like, I don't know why. I felt like it was a lot more compact. And I was reading the stats, I'm like, 32? Like, what? And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess so. It feels compact to me for some reason. Really great.
We'll take that. It's good marketing right there.
Okay, well, it's compact, says Dave Thomas. but yeah, I like that you simplified the colors. You know, there's only three options. I love it. It's simplified. Hey, let's just go, right? Here's your three options. Go with it. And to be honest, as long as you have a one solid color, it's going to be good to go. So that stone looks phenomenal on it. Again, DHC cam in it. Again, I mean, smooth as smooth gets. I don't know else to say. And that's why I thought it was interesting with that cable system, because I'm like, where'd this come from? And I know I've seen it before in the past, but I couldn't remember. And then that matched with what you've done here. It's like a masterpiece, honestly. So I don't know. It looks simple when I look at the bow, but there's a lot going on with this bow when it comes to shooting, you know, the way it shoots. It's just phenomenal, honestly.
Yeah, we're really happy with that one. And again, we try to make sure that it's affordable for everybody, right? The Persist has so many more bells and whistles, but not everybody wants that. So this gives you a really good shooting bow at a very competitive price.
Yeah, so this one, we said 32-inch X-axle, 6.25-inch brace. I love that you guys do this weight thing where it's either 45 to 60 or 55 to 70. I just find that to be a very smart move. It gives a little bit of flexibility, just enough for people to have that adjustability, but, you know, it gives you some range to play. You know, if you're like, hey, a 50-pound shooter, you got a little bit of range to play with. If you're a 60-pound shooter, you even got more range to play with realistically, because you could go higher than low, or you can go low and you know, and up. So I kind of like that idea. DHC cam, we said on that one, 80% let off, $749.99 MSRP, Versa grip. And this will be a bare bow, as in BARE. So this will, you know, like I said, this will be something where this will be something where you can check out those new Trophy Ridge accessories coming out. Now, this does not have the IMS stuff. This does not have those extra bells and whistles, which you would find in the Persist, just FYI for those listening. So yeah, there are things you're going to not get by spending a little less, but there are options. So pretty cool. I love it. All right, what's next?
All right, so the last of our new ones, definitely not least, would be the Paradigm. And this does feature IMS rest and then a Picatinny rail system. So very similar to the Alaskan XT that we went over just a little bit ago, but it does have a different cam, and that was on purpose. So we wanted to offer a bow in the line that had some longer draw in it, right? So this bow is speed-wise 333, axle to axle is 33 inches. It's 6.5 brace height. Same on the draw weight. You can get it in 45 to 60 or 55 to 70. The draw length, again, is at 27 to 32. So if you've got a longer draw and you're looking for something with a lot of performance, this would definitely work. And then it's 80% let off. This bow we offer in just the RTH. So it's at that $659 price point. And like I'd already just mentioned quickly, it does have the cage riser design like the Alaskan XT. And then it also features the Picatinny rail plus the IMS rest, and it's a RTH. So it comes with those already. Plus, of course, you get the stabilizer and the quiver. So it's your ready to hunt plus the new in riser dampeners. So really excited about both these. So really, if a guy's wanting an Alaskan XT or a Paradigm, your draw length could, and or your speed needs could kind of push you one way or the other.
I get it now. Okay, so that makes
sense. That makes a ton of sense too, because it's hard to find a 32, right?
Yeah,
just in a marketplace in general.
Yeah.
But to come in at that price point in a ready to hunt package, because usually when you're getting a 32, it's a very limited selection. Very, you know, and the bows that I've seen that are in 32 are not near that price point for the most part. So to have that come in at that price point on a 32 inch for people that have that longer draw, that's pretty amazing.
And I'd echo you, Dave, a couple different times on here. You kind of talked about this DHC cam because I know you like it. Is you'd be surprised how many people gravitate to some of these longer draw bows that aren't 31, 32, just because they're like, oh, they're so much smoother. Well, lots of times those have bigger cams. And when you put that bigger cam in that type of frame, it can be smoother, like for the guys that want that are 27, 28, 29. So you've said this a bunch. You should shoot these bows if you can and compare them side by side, because they're all different for a reason. And depending on the feature that you've kind of tuned into, that's the most important to you. So some guys, it's speed. Well, that's easy. I can tell you what bows would be probably the fastest. But other guys, it's like, well, I want it to get over the hump really easy. Well, then you should shoot multiple to see how that feels. And then some people don't realize the difference in between 80 and 90% let off, but there is a difference. So when you're shooting them, you can feel that.
Yeah, I think the EKO cam brings a lot of power. So I think it brings more speed, which the numbers indicate. So it brings a lot more power in the shot. So I think it depends what you're doing and what you're looking for as far as what, you know, but again, you might be a shooter who shoots that EKO and say, man, this thing's amazing at 90% let off, right? Or compared to someone else, you know, I guess I've been doing this so long that the DHC just kind of draws to me because I like comfort and just relaxing shots. You know, it also depends where you hunt, what you're doing, you know, what you're doing with the bow. I hunt in Michigan. I shoot 20 yard shots. I mean, so for me, it's like I go up a tree, a doe comes out 20 yards. I say doe because I never shoot big bucks. Doe comes out 20 yards and boom, you know, no big deal. I don't need to be shooting 305 or 330, you know, with a 450 grain arrow. I'm good from like 250 to 300, right? I'm not sure which bow it was. One of these bows you guys sent me, and it came in at 60 pounds max. It was a 60 pounder, 45-60. And I still got 300 out of it. It was crazy. And I don't remember which one it was, but I was like, dang, like that's still really good for that test. And I even thought it in my head, like, wow, 300. I was like, wow, I didn't expect that at 60 pounds, you know? So you're still getting what you need out of these, you know, it's great.
That was probably the Alaskan XT. And, you know, for that DHC cam and that platform, it's pumping out some impressive speeds.
Yeah, it's got power. I didn't realize the DHC, I didn't realize how many different variants there are of that cam. So that's interesting to me. I didn't realize. I'm like, wow, okay. Because now the DHC XR from last year, is that in any of these, or is that one not on any of these bows right now?
No, none of these bows. Okay. That's still just on the Legend XR bow.
Got it.
Which is still available. That bow, you know, gives you some good DHC performance, but also has a lot more adjustment.
Yeah. How does it work with the bows? Do they change in pricing when you get the new bows? They go down slightly. How does that normally work, I guess, in general?
I guess it just depends. We try to, you know, bows are always cycling in and out of the line. So we try to replace on there, but we're really trying to give, you know, we pack in as many features and new features as we can, and then kind of go from there. So we don't really want to just replace a bow without something new or a fun new reason to buy the bow. Like what you had said before about the Alaskan now going to the Alaskan XT. That meant a lot to me because that's the type of stuff that we're looking for. We're like, oh man, how do we make a bow that you're like, I bought last year's bow, but man, I really like this year's bow. Because used to be in archery, as we've all been in archery for a while, guys would replace bows every year, every other year, and that doesn't happen quite as much as it used to. And we work hard to try to give you reasons for that to happen.
Yeah, no, this year you guys hit it out of the park. There's so much change. Like, it's unbelievable in my opinion. But I understood that there'd be change at the persist level, right? That's normal. Companies always are going to try to change their top dog as much as they can. But you guys went across the board here. In fact, I'm kind of upset now because now I'm going to have to redo my video on my best buy of the year for 24. It can't be the Legend XR now. It's going to have to be the Alaskan XT. I'm going to have to swap it out now. Like, oh, what was this 24 pick? I think my pick for sure is going to be the Alaskan XT. I mean, I'm looking at the price point. I'm looking at the shooting, all that tech that's going to come on that bow. I mean, that's just, there's really nothing in the marketplace that competes with Bear, I think. In this category, in this area, you guys are dominant in this region of archery bows. I mean, there's a lot of bow brands that have a lower cost option, but they don't really shoot like their $1,200-$1,300 bows. You know what I mean? Like, people might be like, oh, I want this because it shoots like that, but it's not true. And if you really pick it up, they're not wrong with them. It just doesn't have that flair. And I feel like with Bear, you guys kind of just have done such a great job in that middle ground, just, you know, giving the consumer options that are affordable that bring, especially this tech. Like, honestly, I am very blown away that this IMS system is in anything less than $1,000. So like when I saw that, when I unpackaged that bow and I pulled out of the box, I was like, whoa, are you kidding me? And then to think that you guys left, you're going to give me a sight and a rest too. Like, what? I was just like, what is going on right now? That's why I called you, Caleb. Cause I'm like, what is happening? I'm like blown away right now. And I just was like, I can't believe it. Like, I mean, for the prices with these things on here. And then the other thing that blew my mind is that Trophy Ridge, your accessory brand, would have the IMS stuff as well at these low cost options. Like, I was like, you know, it's one thing for you guys just to put it on there, right? And say, oh, you know, have fun finding something that goes on there, but to then offer the accessories and then make it even better by offering it for $100 extra. I can get the two things that fit perfectly. Yeah, that's just amazing. So hats off, guys. Honestly, this is like a blowout year in my opinion. Unbelievable.
No doubt. You guys have done a great job. And I think we are impressed every year with how much you come out with, seeing as how big your lineup is. And, you know, I challenge anybody to go out there and try to find a bow that does not fit them in your lineup, right? That isn't right for them in your lineup. You guys have such a breadth to your lineup. It is quite amazing year after year. And I love the fact too, that you guys are really, really dealer oriented with that. And we talk a lot about how important it is to go out there and try it out, because they do feel different. There's a purpose for the bows in each category, and you guys are intentionally putting the bows out there for a reason and for a purpose. And I do think that that's really important. But I did want to ask real quick. So the bows that we went over, I know a lot of your stuff ends up being dealer exclusive type of bows. Is that what's going to be happening with this lineup as well?
Some. So I can go over that by model. So the Persist and the Whitetail Max are what we call our Legend series. So those would be available in your local pro shops, right? So can't get them online. And so you need to go to your local pro shops to go check those out. Same with the Alaskan XT. That bow actually will be available online from certain dealers. But that's also specific to dealers. And then when you get into like the Surpass and the Paradigm, those are available everywhere. So you'd be able to get those at manypeoples.coms plus your bigger retailers, and of course your dealers as well. So appreciate all the comments on that. We have a big line, and that's why we've liked people to go to our dealers or any of our partners and shoot the bows and compare them. That's one of the reasons that we do offer the things we do to where you can adjust them. If the bow fits you better, I am super confident that you will have a great experience. It's kind of, I always say it's like a pair of shoes. You could buy the best pair of shoes, but if they're a size too small, you're not going to like them. But so I want to get you the best bow I can. And if I get it fitting you right, you'll like it. But you could buy the best bow you could. And if it's not fitting you right, you might not. So we're trying to make sure that it's easy to adjust for the customer also. But of course, the experts are in, you know, all these dealer pro shops, Cabela's, Bass Pro, et cetera. All those guys know how to set these bows up.
As far as the lineup goes, real quick, is there anything that's falling off? Like anything that's going away this year?
Yeah, of course. So like the Refine, you mentioned it earlier, if that was being, so the Refine went away and is kind of replaced in the line with the Persist and the Execute. So if you were somebody that was looking to get a Refine, it's the time to start looking for those. So the refines will go away, and the Escalate will go away along with the Alaskan and the Resurgence.
Okay. And then just to clarify real quick, people probably have already seen these, but what's the offering for kids? I know it hasn't changed, but I just want to make sure people know. So you guys got the Royale, right?
Yep.
The Legit. What am I? I'm missing some in there. I know that.
Cruiser G3.
Jeez, the big one. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
The G3, that's the big, big one.
The little guys, you know, we offer like the Pathfinder. I mean, its max weight is like 29, but it goes 15 to 29, but it's still, you know, it's a compound. So fits and feels just like, you know, your dad's bow, which we do that on purpose. Same with the Legit. I mean, that's why, the Legit does it too, but the Royale, we just try to make some smaller versions of our bigger bows. The Legit, of course, kind of fits everybody. So that's definitely a bow always worth looking at for youth that could really, I mean, it's a bow that my 10-year-old daughter could shoot right now, and I could take it and adjust it and go shoot a deer with it right after her, just because there's so much adjustment in that bow.
So the Species EV, will that survive another year?
Yes.
Oh, I love that bow. I don't know why I like that bow. I'd love it. Okay, then so we have the Adapt Plus and the Adapt, or just the Adapt Plus?
Nope, both. The Adapt Plus. Yep.
So the Adapt,
so whether Plus you stuff. Want that better accessory kit or not, because the Adapt Plus has better accessories on it, and then it also has that roller guard system that we talked about earlier. But not everybody wants those higher end accessories on that type of bow. The Adapt is also offered in bow only and RTH, so that way you can dress it up however you like, versus the Adapt Plus. I mean, that's a lot of the accessories that the Hunting Public guys use personally, so that's why we kitted that one up.
And that Adapt and the Species, will those two be the only one cam bows? There's another one.
So you have the Adapts, the Species, and then the Prowess.
Adapt, the Species. Oh, the Prowess. Okay, yep. Forgot about that one. I see it now. Yep. Okay. The Prowess, is that, what's the situation with that bow?
It's meant more for smaller frames, but it's, you know, where that bow seems to be so popular, it is very lightweight. So guys, again, when you shoot these bows, you can kind of pick and feel what you want, but that only has its draw is only 23 to 28. But I mean, its mass weight is so light. It's 29 inches axle to axle, so it's really short, but it's It's 290 feet per second. So it's not what I would call super fast, but kind of what we were talking about before, you know, if you know you're going to have shots and 20 and closer and things like that, or that pack weight matters to you, it's definitely a bow worth.
Yeah, 29-inch axle is tiny. Actually, you know, I was thinking about this. I feel like my son's in a weird spot. He's a teenager now. He's like 13, and he's in a weird area though, because he doesn't, this might be the answer for him, because he can't pull past, you know, I don't know, he can't pull past 35, but okay.
Smooth.
Well, the legit was too heavy for him. He was using legit, but then his arm was shaking. He couldn't handle it. And I was like, all right. Yeah, the mass weight was just too much for his arm. He could do like one shot, then all of a sudden you see his arm shaking. And the Royale, I felt, was too small for him. This, I didn't know you guys had this middle one. I totally missed this one. So I'm thinking that might be the solution for him and his situation, because of the lightweight that you were talking about.
The Cruiser D3 would probably work too. It's a little bit lighter.
Yes, that's a good option too. I forgot about that. I always forget about the G3. Dang it.
But that would be a dual cam versus a single cam.
Got it. Yeah, that's right. That's a good. Yeah. So there are still some single cam options. That's super important. I love it. I think it's so cool that you guys have that. Let's quickly move on to just some Trophy Ridge stuff. If you guys want to cover just a little bit, I know there's a huge amount, but if you want to cover just the basics, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We can run through some of the new stuff for sure. You know, in light of the IMS, and that's kind of the big thing, we've got two rests. They're going to highlight and feature that IMS. We've got a V biscuit, which is coming on some of those package bows that we have. And then the new thing for us this year is going to be a limb driven propel rest. So we've had limb driven rests in the past, but we're going to have the propel this year, which is going to be a standard mount, but we're also going to have the IMS version. It's going to, you know, made up to that feature. It's coming in right at a $99.99. So $100 limb driven rest that, I mean, it's absolutely bulletproof. It is a great shooting rest. You know, very, very simple as far as adjustment goes, but it's very feature rich with a full capture arm and some other stuff that are tied into it. Then kind of looking at our sight line this year as well, we've got the Attack and the Attack Pro, which are like a sliding swivel style sight. And then the big one is our Swift series. So we've got a Swift one pin, a Swift duo, and a Swift trio. And those are a sliding style, big dial on the side with a sight tape on the dial as well as on the sight itself. And the highlight within that line is gonna be the duo and the aperture hood or the scope of the duo.
Looks good, yeah.
It's got a fixed pin that's going to be in the center no matter what. And then the secondary pin is going to be individually adjustable up and down. So you've got, you know, two there. And then they also have indicator pins that are going to go for each one of them. And when you dial that in, get it sighted in, those sight pins or those indicator pins are going to be on the right yardage no matter where that sight's dialed. So we're very excited about, you know, that Swift series. It's a very lightweight system, uses both magnesium and aluminum components. It's a great addition to our line.
What kind of price point is that one?
The Swift is, let me look, one second. I believe it's...
There's a matte price on what I'm looking at, but I don't know if that's the price you guys talk about.
Yeah, that is. Yep.
Oh, $239.99?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And then the trio is $239.99 as well, and the Swift one is $219.99. But that Swift duo, the scope look is awesome. Like, you guys hit that out of the water. That thing looks sweet, man.
No, we're very excited for that. I mean, it's super light as far as compared to, you know, any of the sights out there than the sights on our line. It is a super super light sight, but it's built like a tank.
And this Attack and Attack Pro, is that a clear pin you have in there?
It is. Yep.
And it's adjustable. Oh man, it looks sick.
Yeah. And you can put that in four different positions. So it can come in from the bottom, top, or either side.
And that scope looks good too, though. The way you guys kind of like did the yellow, then stop, yellow, stop. I love it. That looks so cool. And those are really priced right. $140 and $120. I mean, geez. That is it. And I was going to mention it to you on the rest. These rests look absolutely incredible, but you're basically offering on here, at least when I'm reading, unless there's an error here, but it says the Propel is $100 MSRP, basically $99.99. But then it says the IMS is $99.99 as well. And generally companies are charging more for the IMS. So that's actually very impressive.
Yep. Same price for both of them.
So basically just for the end user in this situation, it's just whatever you have, right? If your bow has the IMS or if it doesn't, right? That would be the option.
Yep.
That is awesome. This rest would be absolutely incredible when that persists. I think this would be a great, great system. Are you guys running it like that right now?
Yeah.
For testing? Sick.
Well. Yep.
That is really cool. Yeah, so this is a good example real quick. I just want to throw out there to everybody that, we talked about the Alaskan XT in a bear bow at $559.99, and now we could throw this IMS Propel on. If you want something better, this is $100. So right now that takes you to $669. And then for that sight, you could get one of these high-end sights if you wanted, right? And again, depending on which one you want, it ranges from 140, I'm sorry, not 140, 120 all the way up to the 240. So huge options. Now I did see here, do you guys offer any sort of IMS type attachment on sights overall?
So it's going to be different. So we've got bridge lock and we've got Picatinny mounts. The IMS connotation that is specific for that rest platform. So when we're on the sights, it's going to be Picatinny or bridge lock, and we have mounts for all of our sights except for like
Picatinny. Okay, got it. Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, these look sweet. That scope mount looks awesome on that Swift Duo. That looks really good. Awesome, guys. Well, anything else you guys wanted to cover today?
I think that covers everything I have.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it is launch week, so I hope everybody's excited. Go out, watch all these videos. Go to Bear Archie's website. You guys can see everything they have rolling right now. They're going to have a ton of content out right now this week, so make sure you're checking it out. Last thing I want to throw out there, I did trying to think of the – I think it was – is it called the Shock Stop Stabilizer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so last year I talked with you guys at the show, at the ATA show, about that, and your guy there, I forgot his name, but he told me that, hey, it's going to take out so much percentage of the shock. But when we test it, we actually I'm getting like 35% instead of 25%. So I just want to say hats off on that product because it is awesome. And I know because a lot of people don't talk about stabilizers a lot, but that thing is really cool. When people talk to me, I'm like, well, I know one that's tried and true, and it's that one. So check it out. And I know it's not very expensive, so that's like a really good option for people.
No, it's one of those rare things. Like you can put it on the bow and not even shoot it and just hit the bow with your hand before you put it on and then hit it after. And it's amazing. You can feel it right then and there.
Yeah, it very fast. When I did that test, it became my number one like stabilizer in my mind. I was like, this is unbelievable. And it actually does better than what they said it was going to do. The marketing was actually less than it could have been. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. And we'll see you guys soon. And we'll get you guys back on to talk more later in the year here. Also, traditional will be fun to talk about as well at a different point and the other brands. Yeah. So there's so much to talk about. So thanks a lot, guys. Have a great night. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.